We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We're up to the task of writing. Melechet Kotev. So, if a person writes, it doesn't matter what language they write in. The second they wrote with something that has permanence, something that's going to last, you know, it's not invisible ink, it's not going to disappear. You know that shtick ink that they spray on Purim and then 2 minutes later it disappears. So if you write it with an ink that will last, and you write it on a material that will last, so then that is the task of Kotev, that is a biblical prohibition. If we're missing one of these criteria, either the ink is not an ink that will last, or the material that's being written on, if you write, let's say, on plastic, so most forms of ink will wear away very quickly, so then one has not transgressed the biblical prohibition. We will discuss the rabbinic prohibition. If a person writes, he has to write the normal way. If you put a pen in your mouth and you start writing, or if you're a righty and you write with your left hand, again, that is only prohibited rabbinically. And our definition of writing for the rabbinic prohibition is kol sherishumo nikar. When what you've written is recognizable, That's the rabbinic prohibition, and we'll expand on that. It's not only writing, but also making shapes would also be a tolada, an extension of the prohibition of writing. If you made a shape, you made a Mickey Mouse, yeah, you made a shape, so that would also be writing. And again, if you made a shape that won't last, so that's the rabbinic prohibition. What's called lasting? So, if one were to write with fruit juice, so fruit juice doesn't last too long. You can write with fruit juice, you could write with orange juice, you could write with grape juice, but it's not going to last for a long time. So that's a rabbinic prohibition. If you were to write with regular ink on vegetables, so then, ordinarily, you take a piece of lettuce and you write on it, happy birthday. Well, we all know that a piece of lettuce isn't going to last a week, right? A piece of lettuce lasts a few days, especially out of the refrigerator, and then it's gone. So you've written on something that doesn't last. So then again, it is the rabbinic prohibition. Correct. So it doesn't matter if you use the ancient ink or the modern ink. It has to be that after you've written, it's recognizable what you've written. If no one can see it afterwards, like when we were kids, we used to write on the carpet. We used to take our finger and make the shapes of letters in the carpet. Well, a second later, that shape disappears, so that's okay. Yes? So that's the, we'll get there. That's the rabbinic prohibition. We'll get there. It's a good question. Okay, so let's say, is writing only with ink? Nope. Writing is not only with ink. Let's say a person were to take his nail, or a person were to take a nail and carve out his writing. So if you buy something new of leather, even a belt, you could engrave your name. You could carve out it with your own nail. You could scrape out your name. So that's also considered writing. And so it's even biblical writing, meaning it's chakika. Engraving something in is also considered writing. What if you're on the sand and you want to write in the sand the name? So that's also prohibited. What if you have a fog on a window? So that's also considered a writing, even though the writing won't last for a long time, but it's the rabbinic prohibition because it's the short time. It lasts long enough. It's not like writing in the water, you know, where it all disappears. If you're going to write in the air, that's okay. You know, if you're going to use sign language, you know, people see that. If you have water on a table and you're going to move around the droplets to make the shapes of letters, that doesn't last too long, right? The droplets won't last long. So that's not even rabbinically prohibited. Writing on the fog of a window, that will last. So that is rabbinically prohibited. Okay, let's go one at a time. Yes, Mayor.
Is there a criteria for using certain amounts, certain things? Because for example, you know, regarding sand, right? If there's a windy day, it can go away in a second. If it's not a windy day, it's
the
same thing.
A
moon, for example.
What?
Same thing with fog. Depending on the weather, the fog will stay or disappear.
What, on a window? On a window, it's going to be there for a few minutes.
No, but even if you want to, I think, like, you ever see, you know, you draw something, and then you read on it, and you can erase it, like, it'll actually come back. It's a
solid. Tom, what else? Yes, Ali.
There's a toy that children play with, which is the screen with magnets underneath it and a magnetic pen that you can make shapes and everything with it, but it's not a permanent, it's just moving magnets around, but you can do it.
We'll get there. We will get there. Because that's, technically, that's not, you could say that's not writing. Meaning, if I take 30 Cheerios and I put them in a shape, we will discuss why that's prohibited and where that's permissible. But technically that's also prohibited. Meaning if I take Cheerios, I didn't write. I take a bunch of Cheerios, I make the shape of an O. I make the shape of a Mickey Mouse. Is that prohibited? So we'll get there. We also have to discuss, Bezrat Hashem, when you get married, you might want to make your wife a sandwich or put food on her plate. Can you put it in the shape of a heart? Surprise her. We're going to discuss that. Your kids might like when you put ketchup in their sandwiches and make the shape of Mickey Mouse, even though they're going to eat it. But, you know, there are easy shapes you can make. Is that prohibited? We will get there. We're not yet up to that. That's a slightly different question, right? There, I'm taking an item and I'm putting it down in a shape. It's a little bit different than writing.
Could last for years, or could last for us a minute, depending on.
We'll get there, yeah. Yes?
In your example of cabbage lettuce, you said it could last a bit. I mean, it would last a week. But I'm saying the fog on the window would last a couple seconds, or a couple minutes even. Where would you... what is lasting?
We have to get back to that. You're correct. We have to get back to that. Okay, is it okay to play Rummy Cube? Right, you have Rummy Cup, you have a bunch of numbers. You're going to put them in an order on the table, right? So we have a few questions in Rummy Cube, right? We have a question of Borer, because I have many different cards, whatever you call them, tiles, and each tile has a different number. And we have a question of, am I writing? Because I'm organizing the numbers in a specific way. So in terms of Kotev, I don't have a problem. In terms of Borer, I heard from a rabbi who I respect that it's not a problem. I don't exactly understand why it's not a problem. I discussed it with one of my rabbeim, and he said he doesn't think it's a problem. Maybe other people have better eyesight. For sure other people have better eyesight than me. But when I look at the tiles of a Rummy Cup game, so for me it does require a certain discernment to pull out, especially you organize the pieces, right? You want your numbers in order so you can figure out when you have sets and stuff. To my mind, at least when I look at, you know, you pick your tiles, whatever it is, 11, 14, whatever tiles you pick, and then you want to organize them. I have to sit there and discern which is red and which is orange and which is... To my eyes, that's an act of borer, meaning it's... but again, I'm not clear on why someone would say it isn't, but that's what I heard as well. Okay, so in terms of putting down the numbers next to one another, or kids have all kinds of games where they put down letters next to one another, that would be okay for the kids. Let's say you have a page.
Yeah, well, why would you consider red? Why would that be considered red?
We're going to have to get back to that, because it says in Halacha that what's prohibited is if you were to lock in the letters. Meaning, let's say, I'll give an example of something that's mukta, because their example we don't have today. The example in Halacha is they used to have letters that would form words on top of the parochet, on top of the curtain of the shul. And sometimes those letters would fall, and then they'd knock them in place. So the knocking in place was not asur on Shabbos. They had ways of attaching them that was not prohibited on Shabbos. But your goal was that those words would be there, Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Your goal was that it should stay there forever. It might fall in another few weeks, but your goal is it should stay there with permanence. So when you put letters and form words in a way that has a long-term, you are forming words long-term, that is the prohibited. So the question comes back, what Benny keeps asking, okay, where do you draw the line? How long does it have to be in order to be prohibited? So we're going to get back to that. We have been time. What we have is that I'm not allowed to write with something that has permanence, biblically. Something that doesn't have permanence, rabbinically. I'm not allowed to write on an item which will last, biblically. I'm not allowed to write on an item that won't last, rabbinically. If I have something that won't last, for example, water droplets on a table, so that's okay. I can form letters with that. If I have something that will last for a little bit, like the fog on a window, or the sand, which I'm going to draw in, so that's prohibited. If I'm going to put letters, take separate letters and form words, so if I do it in a manner that I intend it should have permanence, for example, on the parochet, that's prohibited. If I do it in a manner that's not going to have permanence, like in a game of Rummy Cube, where you set up the numbers in a specific order, so there, for the kids, you can let them play with that. That's not a problem. And the truth is, with Rummy Cube, if you don't have a problem with Borer, then you could let the adults play with that too, because you don't have a problem. You're not Scrabble is another question, because you're locking in the letters. Now, the way people play Scrabble is very often they put the letters in the box, and I've seen people play Scrabble over weeks, right? They play long-term. People keep track. This is my word. This is your word. People really play that for sure over a whole Shabbos. People will play it running into Matzei Shabbos. I don't know if I played Scrabble. Like, I might have played once or twice in my life. I'm not, like, my parents didn't have it when I was growing up, so I saw it by friends. But I definitely remember it made an impact on me that people would take these big fat books and mark their points in the book, and people played over a long period of time. So there you run into a problem. You're putting in a letter, you're forming words, which you want should stay there. Especially if you're playing over, let's say, a weekend. again, there you do run into a problem, which we will get back to. Yes?
You were saying that you don't see how and people say that it's not borer, but I mean there are general things. I'm saying if you want to take a specific toy out of the toy box, if you want to, I don't know, organize a bookshelf,
when I, oh, so one, you said two different examples. If I were to take a toy out of the toy box, so there I'm taking the ochel, the thing I want, mitoch ha-psolet, from the other things I don't want, and I'm taking it without a specialized instrument with my own hand, and I'm going to use it right now, that's okay. But if I'm not going to use it right now, my question is, when I organize a Rummy Cup board, am I using it right now? It's not the same thing. What I'm doing is, it's more like organizing a bookshelf. I'm going to look at the bookshelf and take out the Maharal from there and the Gemaros from there, stick the Gemara up here, the Maharal down here. If I find Rav Chalat mixed into my Gemaros, I'll put it back in its place. That's a different Borer. That's more comparable to a situation where you have cucumbers and carrots mixed together, sliced cucumbers and carrots, right? You diced your cucumbers and carrots. You have a bunch of cucumber and carrot pieces mixed together. You're going to separate it. Put the cucumbers here and carrots there, and in an hour you're going to eat the cucumbers. So that's a different borer. When you prepare your Rummy Cup board, if you're putting out pieces, so that's the piece I want now. I want to put it there. But if I'm organizing the board, that to my mind is more like organizing the svarim. And there, I don't understand why that wouldn't be borer. Yes?
Regarding locking letters and quiz, so that's under the umbrella of right? So that would also tell us that if you lock letters and quiz, but they're not meant to be your long term, it's okay, correct?
So that's what we still have to define, how short term is short term.
Because
yeah,
I'm yeah.
Again, yeah.
The difference would be between Scrabble and these other people, nanograms, where point is kind of like make crossword puzzles, just make words, but it's over, the game's over 10 minutes, and you read immediately.
We're not yet there. We have to define it a little bit better. We'll get back to it, Bezat Shem. I hope next week we'll finish it. We still have to define a few more aspects. We haven't yet discussed the effects of, if, as far as I understand, in Scrabble, you knock the piece in. It's not. There are Scrabble boards where you have a flat board and you just put down the pieces. Then there are Scrabble boards that have a shape that catches the piece, right? I think so. They have this.
The
flat ones, right. I remember, as I was growing up, they came up with those that hold the pieces.
I know travel, they had the magnetic. That's a whole other issue.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the magnetic. I'm talking about the. They have like, you know, you understand what I'm saying. It catches the pieces, so you have a shape. So there, that's more like the story of the parochet. I'm putting it in, and even when I have a board, my intention is for it to be there, depending on how long term. Am I one of those families that played over 3 days? Am I one of those families that played for 20 minutes and then fold up shop? But we're not yet there. We'll get to that.
Writing,
I didn't hear you.
One last thing. Writing is only considered letters.
We said that a derivative is also shapes.
Shapes would be bad. It says that even if you put it in Cheerios, I mean, it's shapes. You could write someone's name and keep it there for weeks.
So we're still going to get there.
Yeah.
Well,
of course, the question is, unless you have a need to do it.
No, the question is also, we haven't yet gotten up to where do you draw the line? If I use popsicle sticks and I don't use Cheerios, is that also considered writing because I used big popsicle sticks? We'll get there, Bezat Shem.